Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface. And the Neil say, Haley Schoen, I'm excited to welcome to the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? What's going on, man?
Neil, there's so much in the media about you've got to wear a mask, and it's being pushed so that either you wear them or there's a possibility that you can't do things like get on an airplane without wearing a mask. So I wanted today to talk about undisclosed mask dangers. There's evidence to suggest chronic mask wearing can have unintended health effects. Mask individuals have a much higher inspiratory flow rate than non-mask individuals. In a study of new masks removed from the manufacturer's packing, as well as used cloth masks, it showed microscopic loose particles on each type of mask. Even if a small portion of mask fibers are detached by inspiratory airflow, then there is a possibility of entry of foreign material into the airways and also entry to deep lung tissue. This potentially has pathological consequences of foreign bodies in one's lungs. There is a concern of macrophage response and other immune and inflammatory and fibroblast responses to these inhaled particles. If widespread masking continues, then the potential for inhaling mask fibers and biological debris continues on a daily basis for hundreds of millions of Americans. The pathological risk of this has not been yet evaluated. And finally, in this line, mask mouth, which is tooth decay, gum line recession, and potent bad breath, is another effect that has raised alarms. Dentists have started seeing inflammation in people's gums that have not been previously reported, and cavities in people who have never had them before. Other common symptoms associated with extensive mask wearing include fatigue, headaches, shortness of breath, and anxiety, which are due to hypoxia. Hypoxia is low blood oxygen concentration. Face mask pose a serious risk to the healthy, as the mask can lead to a concentration of viruses in the nasal passages, where then they can enter the olfactory nerves and travel to the brain, according to Dr. Russell Blaylock. He observed that the N95 mask can likely cause hypoxia when worn for hours and reduce blood oxygen by as much as 20%. And this can lead to loss of consciousness. In addition, hypoxia is associated with impairment of immune function. Essentially, your mask may put you at increased risk of infections, and if so, you have a much worse outcome. Many people are being bombarded with mainstream media propaganda that seeks to convince you that masks are necessary to prevent the spread of COVID-19. It is understandable that you would want to wear masks because you think that they will save lives. However, if you carefully evaluate the evidence, independent of the mainstream narrative, you will likely conclude that their recommendation has nothing to do with decreasing the spread of the virus, but more to indoctrinating you into submission. Many objections to mask wearing requirements are not to the masks themselves, but to the mandate, and well-documented consequences such as oxygen deprivation, as we already see that most people wear a mask in public, regardless of government mandates, but it is entirely irresponsible and unethical for the government to mandate that such practice should be for everyone, especially non-symptomatic individuals. By submitting to mask-wearing mandates, we are likely setting the stage for inevitable mandatory vaccinations. When COVID-19 fatality rates are as low as they are, mandatory mask wearing, social distancing, lockdowns, and business shutdowns are not only ineffective and unnecessary, but these measures also contribute to a global economic collapse. It appears that the justification for this narrative is to increase fear, tyranny, and transfer wealth to the upper classes. Last year, they said that we just need to slow down the rate of infection to avoid increasing deaths and overcrowding our hospitals. How do we go from that to now having to wear a mask everywhere the virus has been eliminated, even though the vast majority and the disease? It is likely that at some point in the future, you will be given a trade-off. Mask mandates will be dropped as long as everyone gets vaccinated. But that discussion is for another day. And Neil, that's what I've got today.
Oh, goodness gracious. And it's, and how long we're going to wear a mask, that's going to be interesting. Really, yeah, don't know if it's going to be years. And it just really changes the social experience. If you add another component to this conversation, it changes the social experience out where.
Well, can you imagine when the science says that mask wearing doesn't make a difference? They've got studies that show that the whole population of the United States in a mask for people that are promoting this ham.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. All right.
I think it's crazy. I don't understand.
All right. So best place, again, we can connect you. Where can we connect with you? When? Where's the best place again?
Well, my free podcast is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. And you spell Libsyn as in boy, S-Y-N. If you have any questions about addictive behaviors that you might have, and there's over 30 of them, then go to my website, www.RevWynHendersonMD.com.
All right, guys, that was again Freedom from Addiction, Truth, Justice Below the Surface, of the Neil Haley Show. Take care, guys.